Welcome into Petty Page and the Cold Taker. I'm Paige DeMacos, the host with Fred Siegel, and a special guest this week from the Action Network. You probably know her from Twitter, Lauren Joffe.
Hello. Hi.
She's famous friends of Fred. She's one of the she's in what I'm gonna start calling like the women collectibles, because everybody online thinks that Fred wants to sleep with me and Lauren and every other girl that he talks to.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how the internet works, right? Guys and girls can't be friends without wanting to sleep with each other.
Yeah, 100%. No, Paige has been coming up and making kind of a run towards the top of this.
Oh, man.
No, but I still get a lot of Lauren... still get a lot of comments about me and Lauren, like outside of being tagged. So if I search my name, I'll see a lot of those.
Step up the game then.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't let Paige get ahead of me in this.
We really need to start sending each other kissy faces or something. Really,
right?
Really egg people on here. Really make them believe it. Really make them believe it.
There you go.
Yeah.
But Lauren is on the pod today because we're going to talk about team totals for this year, for college football and for the NFL. So this is our gambling edition. Please don't tweet at us when inevitably we're all wrong, because I don't care. And I will just mute you. So that's let's just get that right out the way right now. We're going to start the NFL. And Lauren and Fred, I'm just going to introduce a couple of the totals that Lauren is interested in. I don't want to say likes. I'm just going to say interested in.
Lauren's with the Action Network now, and what she does is she has all these different formulas and strategies. It's kind of like, you know, that GIF of the person with all the formulas kind of like around him.
That's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, she uses all these formulas. I don't even know what they are.
No, I'd say I haven't really gotten into my football formulas yet. Okay. It's more baseball. So
Because she just started before football season. So
right,
or maybe
exactly.
Like as football season was ending.
Yeah, exactly. Because her and every other person in this country has never ever gambled ever before.
Never. I don't know. I didn't know what it.
Are you on the gambling preseason? I talked about this last time. Everyone gambles on the preseason, yet they would like to show everybody on Twitter that they are they're cool, and that they not only are cool, they're like kind of like a degenerate gambler. That's like a cool thing now. So they say like, oh, I cannot believe it. I am gambling on the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know.
I cannot believe it.
I know.
it's
the worst thing to. I swear to God, it's the worst thing.
Yeah, but they'll say it as if, I'm so desperate to gamble. I have to gamble on the NFL preseason. It's kind of like talking about, you're at the party. That's what I said last time. You're at the party. I just had four beers. I've already had four beers deep. It's only an hour in.
So wasted.
Yeah, or so a guy who went out the past six nights in college.
Yeah. So shit faced on preseason football. Not like there's baseball or any other sports going on that I could gamble on. It's crazy that I'm
precisely
on preseason football.
I've got to gamble on this preseason game, which means
exactly
absolutely nothing.
People will have that.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
We mock those people. We mock those people. So we're glad that you're not one of them, Lauren.
I mean, I did gamble last week on it.
That's okay. You just didn't brag.
You can gamble on anything you want. I'm just saying, like, the people who will make a point to say, I'm going to leave Lauren out of it, because like to talk about gambling is part of her job. So let's leave it out of it.
I appreciate that.
Fred's giving you a pass. So
I'm giving you a pass, and all the other people from Action who. Some of
them
do
you.
That. Yeah.
Okay. This is the line we're starting with.
Okay.
The Patriots over 11. So,
yes.
Lauren, I'll let you discuss first. What are your initial thoughts to that line?
I actually like it. I've looked at their schedule, and their conference is just so bad.
Yep.
Or their division. I mean, there's no, it's no brainer. They're going to win those. I mean, well, I say it's a no brainer. I just can't find enough losses to make it.
I don't let, it's so hard NFL. I tell you, it's so hard because you look at the, you do the schedule. When you do the schedule, looking at the schedule thing, half the teams that you're analyzing are going to extraordinarily exceed expectations, and some of them are going to be completely perform completely in a different thought than you were than you thought they were going to do. And it's 100%. NFL is impossible to judge. I remember the Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2012, and in 2013, their win total was like 8.5. And you know, at the Super Bowl, guaranteed. But then they went under and they didn't even make the playoffs. You never know. Like the team's coming in. Yeah. NFL changes so much. The Packers could go 4-12 for some reason.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, especially if the quarterback gets hurt. But that's one of the other things that you can't tell.
Yeah,
with
you
totals.
Can't predict. We're saying things. We're saying Tom Brady. There's not a catastrophe, right? Like every team has injuries, but we're operating under the assumption that Tom Brady's going to be playing football and they're going to be pretty much the Patriots. The thing I agree with Lauren here for over 11 is, one, they still play in that shit division, okay? So they're still playing in the
– Right, but they got destroyed by the Dolphins on Sunday night.
Yeah,
it's
but
like it's
those
impossible.
Things happen.
Those things happen,
you
for
can't
sure.
predict games.
I look through their schedule and I have 15 years of the Patriots being the Patriots to look back and go,
yeah.
Oh, that's, I mean, as
I guess
far
it's more
as,
of a lock than anything that they're going to win double digits.
As far as NFL totals go, there isn't really a more, like, confident pick than the Patriots being the Patriots. I mean, they've done it for 15 straight years.
Yeah.
So
that's
why I agree with Lauren. I would feel pretty confident in that one.
Yeah. I mean, I really tried to find losses and obviously there's the, you know, random, they get, you know,
they'll get two of those.
Yeah.
Two.
Like they lost. Yeah. They lost. They got destroyed by the Chiefs opening night. They got they how much were they favored in that game? They must have been favored by at least 4 points that game. The Dolphins game on Sunday night.
Yeah, that was a bad game. But they do that. They'll have two of those games, and then they'll lose one Pittsburgh game, or they'll lose one close game, and they'll go 13-3 or 12-4.
Yeah.
Like that's what they do. That's every year. That's what they do. All right, let's move on to the next one. The team that I currently – Phoenix area, the Arizona Cardinals, all right? Under six.
Wait, the total is six.
The total is six. So under six is what Lauren is going with.
And you're going under here.
And I have to agree initially because Sam Bradford, and that's all I'm going to say.
No, I like Sam. I think they're going to go – if Sam Bradford plays the whole season, they go over six.
Which will not happen.
But they play in the West, which is really hard.
Yep.
Yes, go ahead.
It goes how much you change football. Football changes so much. The NFC West, remember, was the biggest joke? Like, not that long ago.
Yep.
No.
The Seahawks made the playoffs 8-8.
Yeah. And now the Seahawks.
Back in 2009. Yeah.
I personally think Seattle's going to be bad this year.
Yep.
That's what everybody thinks.
Well, right. I mean, but I really think.
No, I know. So that means they're going to be pretty good.
Probably. I take the over.
That's my
Seattle.
Theory. That's my theory.
No, it's a good. It's a decent theory.
The reason you look at this. So from a person who's covered this team, okay, you look at the Arizona Cardinals and new coaching staff. Okay, no, the offensive weapons are old. Okay, Larry Fitzgerald, who I love. Okay. Love Fitz. Do not tweet at me, Fitz. Do not be angry at me. Your best option offensively cannot be a 34-year-old wide receiver. That's not great. And the reality is Sam Bradford is good when he's healthy, and when he's healthy is never. So your backup is Mike Glennon, who I saw play football, which is I put in air quotes because I don't know that that was football that he was playing in Chicago last year. So,
wait, they have Glennon too? So what, they have the rookie too.
And Rosen. Josh Rosen.
So he's just not going to play this year.
No, he's not going to play.
Okay, that's fine.
I think he's going according to plan.
And I think he's terrible anyway. I think he's going to be a bust. That's my personal Josh Rosen.
A lot of people do. There's that as well. And the reality is, like Fred said, you have the LA Rams in this division who had a huge year last year, who somehow signed everybody in the offseason. Yeah. I don't know. They're not dealing with the cap or whatever they're doing over there in LA. and then you have the San Francisco 49ers who signed Jimmy G, who's supposed to be good. And I'm also under the belief, like Fred is, that people think Seattle's going to be horrible, but they're going to be better than everybody expects. So I just think it's going to be tough for the Cardinals, because that's six games right there that I look and go, they could probably lose all those games.
Yeah. I mean, the Seahawks have a – their outer conference schedule is it's not that bad, I mean, for them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Bears, Cowboys, Detroit. I mean
the Bears have so much hype surrounding them this year.
Oh, well, I'm all for the Bears, but I mean,
sorry, Fred. Lauren's on what? The stage. Here we go. Let's go. Let's get the Bears hype train going.
Oh yeah, I'm all for it. I mean,
Paige is the queen of Chicago sports.
I saw you.
I got named.
That's amazing.
I got named by not myself, so it counts.
Is there anybody? Is there any other Chicago sports people who would be jealous or think that they are deserving more of the Queen of Chicago Sports label?
I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not naming them.
I mean, I could think of one who's my friend off the top of my head, but I don't think she'll be mad at me. She might be a little jealous.
Oh.
Sarah Fain.
She's beyond Chicago sports.
Yeah, right? Now she's a national girl. So I'm going to be like, listen, Sarah, this is what happens.
She goes on around the horn.
Yeah, you big time right? us. Now I'm the queen.
Yeah, okay. All I know is when I go there, I'm going to throw your name around.
Perfect. Great. You probably get into bars for free. Just don't go anywhere associated with the White Sox, because that could turn ugly for you. Tampa Bay under 7.5. So you like 7.5 is their win total, and you like the under?
Yeah.
I like the over here.
Ooh.
Where do you see them?
I just think it's Tampa Bay always had a good team. And then last year, coming into the season, they were supposed to be really good. Just things went astray for them. And like everyone talks about how Jameis Winston, I think Jameis Winston's not going to be there for the first couple games.
Yeah, first three games.
I still have faith. Everything aside, I have faith in Jameis Winston to be a good quarterback. I just don't see, I can't imagine. He was so good, and he looked so good in college, and he looked like such an NFL quarterback. It just doesn't – it boggles my mind that he is not better than he is. He showed flashes of it. And the Fitzpatrick, they'll win 2 out of 3, the first three with Fitzpatrick.
You see them beating the Saints, the Eagles, and the Steelers?
Yes, because those teams, you start off the season after winning the Super Bowl, having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
Okay.
You see those teams.
RIP your mentions about Philly. Just, I'm saying it right now. Good
luck. Well, you know what? they're going to lose games.
Oh, yeah. No, not if you talk to anybody from Philly.
Well, yeah.
No, I know, but they're going to lose games. I mean, if I just wrote Philadelphia Eagles are going to lose a few games.
Wow. Like,
I wouldn't get that.
Breaking
I wouldn't,
news.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get that much. Games. I wouldn't get that much pushback from them.
Yeah, you would. Well.
So you have to say, you have to really stab at the heart of it. You got to say, Wentz is overrated.
Ooh,
you have to say, yeah. I don't think that. But I'm just saying. You have to say something.
He's like, I don't think that.
No, he's like, no.
I don't.
Leave me alone.
I don't think Wentz is overrated. No, I don't
me
think
either.
Wentz
is overrated. Okay. Nick Foles is God, but, you know, that's.
The U of A bias coming in. All right,
just slightly.
So, Lauren, you're going under on 7.5. And I also am going to go under here just because Jameis isn't playing in the first three games. So, I think that makes it tough, and I didn't even realize the first three games are those three games.
Yeah.
So if you start off 0-3, that could be ugly. That could turn ugly real fast. Next one I'm so interested to hear.
I know.
I'm so interested to hear, because I've had this inclination for a while, and I was afraid to say it. And now I feel like I have some confidence in myself that I can roll with this. She's leaning, okay, the 8.5 for San Francisco, leaning under 8.5 for San Francisco. So why are you leaning under for San Francisco?
Okay, now let me just say, I'm all.
They play in the West.
I'm all right. For Jimmy G. Yeah, they play in the West. And I don't know how the West is going to – I mean, the Rams, I think, will beat them.
Yep, they're going to be good.
The Cards, I think San Francisco has that game in the bag. No.
They should.
They don't.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm and their schedule, it's not like that it's that hard. I mean, you know, the Lions, the Giants,
yeah.
Tampa Bay, yeah. The Bears. I mean, those aren't, you know, particularly tough teams. I just don't see. I think there's a lot of hype with them. And I think, you know, that's rightfully so. Jimmy G is amazing.
He doesn't lose.
Well, not, yeah. But I just see that it, I don't know.
Let's go through here. Fred subscribes to the idea earlier, and I kind of agree with him. When everybody's going one, when everyone zigs, you zag, right? So everybody's right on the hype train for the Niners.
No, well, you know what? I don't know. I think everybody on the hype train, everybody's hyping that everybody's in the hype train for the Niners. But I don't think that everybody thinks that.
Okay.
My survey is that I think that people believe that the hype train for the Niners' future is good.
Okay.
But this year, there's a few people hyping them, but other people, the hype is to denounce the hype.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So
there's a lot going on here.
That's what I'm kind of gathering based
on my survey of the takes. Okay. Related to the 49ers.
Got it.
This year, I think everyone thinks they're going to be good eventually.
Yeah, I think that's why when you look at the total, you're looking at 8.5. Eight seems pretty realistic when this is their schedule, okay? This is not – they play the Vikings on the road, okay? That's how they open the season. Tough game. They play the Lions at home. They play the Chiefs on the road. Tough place to play. They play the Chargers on the road. That's their first four games. They could very easily be 1-3 at that point. That is a tough road schedule. At Vikings, at Chiefs, at Chargers, of their first four games, those are three of their games. That's a tough schedule. They play at Green Bay. They have their home games against their teams. But obviously they play against the Seahawks on the road. But as far as out of the division, the games they have on the road are tough. Because playing the Vikings in Minnesota, playing the Chiefs in Kansas City, and playing the Chargers, I mean, I know the Chargers aren't, they don't have an intimidating atmosphere, but the Chargers are going to be a good football team this year.
Yeah.
So I think
assuming everyone stays healthy.
Yeah. And going to Green Bay in October, it could be like 20 degrees in October. That's like, you look at those games and you go, wow, they don't have an easy schedule. So I could see very easily this team being 8-8. And that would be a step in the right direction, but definitely under where everybody's hyping them to be, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at.
Okay.
I
agree. I'm in agreement with you.
Okay, then.
All right, let's talk about college. Okay. Let's talk about college football because Lauren sent these over to me last night, and I toyed with the idea of banishing her from the podcast because I read the first couple ones and I was like, what the hell, Lauren? The truth hurts sometimes, and everybody knows I'm a Husker fan, so. We'll start with your team since you have Arizona, who in the regional SI cover, because I'm in Arizona, Arizona's getting a lot of local love. They're getting a lot of love.
Which is a little disturbing to me. I'm not going to lie.
Well, like, Khalil Tate is awesome. Mike, Kevin Sumlin's perfect coach for Khalil Tate. Kevin Sumlin's is going to be the same thing. He's going to walk into a great quarterback.
Yep.
And then if they have a good season, everyone will hype him up.
Yep.
And eventually, he'll go back to being exactly what Kevin Sumlin really is.
Would you stop, please?
But this does look good.
Can you let me have
7.5?
Yeah, let's let Lauren have her moment, okay?
Okay.
Let's let Lauren have her moment. Arizona over 7.5.
Yeah. Now, mind you, I mean, this is the thing about Arizona. I swear, we could have the most amazing whatever and play the easiest team and we'll lose. I'm very used to losing very winnable games.
Yes.
So I don't know what's going
to happen. Where's this Houston game? It's in Houston, Arizona at Houston. That's a really hard game for them.
I'm not saying things are going to be easy.
So now you got BYU going on the road. They should win that game. What's the line on the BYU game to start?
They avoid
Washington.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. That's the thing. We avoid some of the better teams this year. So that's sort of also where I'm going with that. We avoid Washington. We avoid Stanford.
Yep. Oh, wow.
I believe.
Yeah. You avoid Washington and Stanford. You have Oregon State, which should be a win. You play USC, but you play USC at home, which is, you know, if you're going to play the USC, should be pretty good. But
okay, yeah. Let's say you lose on the road to Washington State. You lose. So you got Arizona home. You don't think you're going to lose to Washington State?
I don't.
I think you'll beat dogs in that game.
You think?
Yeah.
What's Washington State's win total? Depends on how you ahead of that.
Washington State's win total is 6.5.
6.5. You'll be +3 in that game.
Okay. That's a good – I like the forecast here, Fred. I like giving, gambling, Fred. Hashtag gambling.
Yeah.
I don't know any – I like looking at the lines. Same. Just because it gives me a kind of – it gives me a feel of what, like, where we're at with the game. But other than that, I don't know anything about gambling. I don't think I've made a gambling bet in about 15 years.
Lauren, I want Lies. You to look. Just I want you, I'm looking at your schedule right now, so I want you to pick. I want you to pick the losses because you're saying they're going to go 8-4. So what are their four losses here? Because I think I look at the schedule and I think it's one from they play the home games against the tougher teams. They play Oregon at home. They play USC at home. They play Colorado at home.
BYU.
They play BYU. Probably their toughest road games
is. This is a really favorable schedule. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is a very favorable. They don't play Washington or Stanford at all.
If they don't go over, then Kevin Sumlin's going to get a lot of heat right away.
I don't know, but I'd say. I mean, Utah. I get nervous about
on the road. Could be a tough game.
Yeah, and Houston.
Okay.
I mean.
But every other game is pretty winnable that I looked at.
I mean, the thing with UCLA, I can't remember the last time we actually won at UCLA. Okay. So it's very possible. But on the other hand, it's cycle's got to break.
Yeah. And even and this, if they lose that game, even if they lose at UCLA and even if they lose at Washington, still hits the over.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm hoping for it. Yeah. That's all right.
Listen, I love nothing makes me happier than hearing picks that are associated with homerism. Okay, because I love it. Because that's me. You are me. Okay, I am. This is hashtag my brand, and I will be betting. I will be in Vegas for the opening weekend of the NFL season, and you bet your ass. One, I already put in a Nebraska season over. Okay, don't care. And I will be putting in a Bears one when I walk in to Vegas, the sports book, first day. Don't care. Right in.
I think I'll do that too.
No, actually. I like to bet against the team.
See, okay.
My own team.
Because no, then if they win, I get the theory on that. Because then you could, if they win, you're still.
If you bet against them, my bet wins. I guess it's like insurance.
Right.
It's like emotional insurance. Right. So what you get is compensation for your suffering.
Okay.
Which is probably what I'm not going to.
You're paying for the victory.
I totally get. But at the same time, as the Greek on the podcast, I'm very superstitious. So if they lose, then I'm going to blame myself. I'm going to be like,
what do the Greeks think of the reverse jinx?
The Greeks are not in for the reverse jinx. The Greeks are in on the jinx. That's it. No reverse jinx. We got the worry beads and we got the jinx. There's no reverse jinx. If I'm talking about
right, so you're jinx.
Yeah.
So if you, but if you, okay, so you bet against your own team.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna jinx that bet. You're jinxing that bet. You're jinxing the fact that they're gonna. You've jinxed that they're gonna lose. So now they're gonna win.
Yeah. No. That's Fred. That's too much. That's too much jinxing going on.
Yeah, Fred.
Yeah. Too much jinxing going on.
Come on now.
Okay. FAU over 8.5. I'm interested in this one. Fred, I'll let you go first on that one.
Okay, I think they're going to – I think the hype on Lane Kiffin's a little bit too strong. They're going to go – so they have to win – they're going to go, what, over 8.5?
Yeah.
So they have to win 9.
Yep.
So let's assume they're going to lose 2. They're going to lose at Oklahoma week 1, and then week 4 they'll lose at UCF.
Yep.
So they have to win – the rest of the games are against all these other conference teams that, you know, really don't know what much about. So they'd have to win one of those games. So they have to win all of those games. They can't lose any of those games. Or they can lose one.
They can lose
they have
one
to lose
game.
Two. Yep. Yeah, I like it. I like not over 9. I think they're going to go – they'll win 9.
Yeah, 9
I like
three.
It. I like it. So yeah. it's a good bet. I just – for some reason, because it seems so easy.
It will be
I just convinced
not so
myself
easy.
It's so easy, so I don't like it. No. Officially.
A fish.
This is the officially the reverse jinx podcast. It's the new name.
No, it's
podcast.
Not. It's the reverse, like it's away from the current.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, now you're kind of convincing me there, Fred.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, here we go. All right, Lauren, you initially said you were leaning FAU over 8.5. What don't let Fred talk you off your ledge. All right. Let's just you think that the conference is easy. They lose the 2 games they play against tougher opponents in UCF and Oklahoma, and then they lose 1 game in conference and they go 9-3. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, but now I'm looking and I mean the Air Force game, now I'm thinking that one they could lose.
Okay.
It's at home though.
Yeah, but
it's home. Look at the way I look at it with these home games, and I have a big theory on these home games. And FAU, it's a 2:00 game at home.
Okay.
It's going to be so hot. You don't know how humid it is. I live in Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're playing Air Force. These guys are used to it.
They're in Colorado.
Yeah, but. I mean, you know, they're in the Air Force. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm making
no,
it
like,
up.
Yeah, I guess their stamina is a lot better than most. I think, it's just so humid. So
I need somebody in the Air Force to let us know whether or not you do humidity training. Can you please let us know?
I'm sure that they do. I'm sure that they have to train for any situation.
Humidity training, though.
Yeah, but like hardcore, not just like regular old.
Right.
You know.
They need swamp.
I mean, is it
swamp training,
I mean, is it humid in there?
Because that's what you're doing. You're going to the freaking swamp.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Fred, that's a decent.
It's a disaster here in South Florida. It's even worse than anything. It's just the worst, especially in September.
Okay, I might be officially back on the over.
Yeah. Yes, I love what's happening. Everyone's going back and forth. This is so fun. Okay. next one, UConn under 3.5. Sorry, Connecticut, but you know, just focus on basketball. That's really what you guys should do.
God.
Yeah. I'll say like this one I really don't know all that much about UConn, but one of the guys at Colin and Stuckey they wrote up something for every team, and the one for UConn they just make a you know it's basically you have to find 3 wins or 4 wins, and I'm looking at their schedule.
Even at a conference is bad. They got to go to Boise. They're gonna lose by about 35 points in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they can find these wins from, and they're just at UConn. I mean, they're just
they're not known for football.
No, and I don't see that this being their year.
Okay.
And that's pretty much.
Side note, you guys should definitely all check out the Action Network and read all the articles because you need to be prepped and ready for this season since everybody can sports gamble for the most part. Or if you can in your state because you're like me and you live in Arizona and people are annoying, then you can just make the nice drive to Vegas and say, suck it, Arizona, I'm going to go to Vegas. So that's what.
Yes,
that's
thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Definitely check those out. All right, I like this one too. Washington under 10.5. Their win total is 10.5, which is that I looked at when you sent that over last night. And I said, wow,
that Auburn game is incredible. 12:00 in Atlanta. Oh, then there's,
that's a loss.
It's a loss.
There's, you can't tell me that.
No,
I'll
it's
tell
not
you right.
a loss. What's the line going to be in that game? Well, Auburn versus Washington in Atlanta.
So it'll be a
so
home
it'll
game
be mostly
for,
Auburn fans.
Yeah, it'll be a home game for Auburn.
What do you got in that game? What's the line there?
I think Washington's going to be favored.
Really?
Actually.
Really?
No, I doubt that. Really?
Well, you know,
Auburn just.
Wait, the line
off,
is probably out. I'm an idiot, and I can
Auburn's
look.
Coming off beating Bama and making the SEC champ and making the Sugar Bowl, and
no, you're
they're playing near Atlanta. There's no way Washington's going to be favored. I think it's going to be -2.
You're right. I don't know what I'm thinking.
You also,
it's just a guess.
So here's another thing to keep in mind. You guys, this is the time thing. So Washington is Pacific time. They're going across the country.
Oh, yeah, 9:30.
They're playing
9:30 a.m.
early football game.
Yeah, that never
bodes well for teams traveling.
But Peterson's just going to – they always – their defense is so good. Oh, man, Washington's so good.
I think that Washington –
You guys are missing the most basic – problem with this whole thing.
Okay, tell us.
It's Pac-12, and I'm dead serious. Like, there's wacky things that happen.
True.
In the Pac-12.
Well, Washington avoids USC. Wow.
They don't have to play USC. Favorable schedule. My God.
But I'm telling you that you basically have to say that they're gonna win. They're gonna
games.
Lose. Right. They can only lose one game, and I'm telling you that
they're not going to lose one. Yeah, I like it. I like your thought process on that.
Okay, you're right. Washington, it's not. I was totally
well,
wrong.
If they beat Auburn, they could really go through that schedule losing one game.
They could, and I'm looking, and the line is actually Auburn's favorite. You're right.
At Oregon is going to be, whew, and those teams absolutely despise each other. Oregon will probably have a thought that they could maybe win. It's going to be a absolute crazy game.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, in Pac-12, there's always these games where they lose to the most unlikely team.
Yeah.
So
Washington kind of avoids that a lot. Well, especially under Peterson, they've been great. Past three years.
They did lose one stupid game last year. This is the most Pac-12 thing that could happen. Herm Edwards is going to go into Washington and beat that team.
I swear it'll happen.
That'll be their only win. There's no chance that happens.
I've been living here too long. I've seen this shit happen. It does. It happens every year.
As a Pac-12 person, I'm telling you that kind of crazy stuff. We've done it to schools. We beat Oregon and kicked them out of they were going to go to the national championship.
Oh, yeah. Dennis Dixon got hurt. It's a totally different thing. They do go to the national championship if Dennis Dixon doesn't get hurt. Then you go to Oregon and they have Brady Leaf playing quarterback.
Yeah, what
totally
a coulda.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the reason why you guys beat Oregon that night. You could ask your buddy
Fred,
Jeff
maybe
Schwartz.
Jeff Schwartz
is probably playing for Oregon that night.
You know what, Fred? Maybe we're just the better team.
Wow, I feel some tension here, guys.
No chance. Oregon would have won the national championship.
I would just like to point out that last year, to prove my point, Fred, number 5 Washington lost to Arizona State 13-7.
That was the stupid game. Yep.
That was that stupid game. But that's Pac-12.
They have great defense.
Those games happen all the time.
Yeah. Yep.
Happens every year. And that SEC team was trash. That team was so bad.
I'm telling you, you can't Washington. I can so easily see losing 2 games. That's a great
year. Like, but we're not saying they're gonna have a bad year. They open up on the road at Auburn in a morning game. I'm sorry, I'm not choosing Washington to win that game. I'm picking Auburn to win that game.
I think Washington wins that game.
And then they lose one game in the Pac-12. Literally one, and the under hit.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I should tell you that the juice on that, it's 10.5 -170. So that's a lot of that's a lot of juice. It's but I'll tell you, even if I don't know how often frequently the totals shift, but if it went down to 10, easily.
Yeah, for sure.
Up to 11?
Up to 11, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, then 11, I'm not so – well.
It's crazy. I just think with the Pac-12, I've watched this conference for the last 5 years. There's no way they're going to go undefeated in the Pac-12, and I think they're going to lose to Auburn. They're going to go 10-2, and that's a great – they're going to win the Pac-12. They'll go 10-2, and they'll have a great season. But 10.5, I mean, to only lose one football game is very hard. That's extremely hard.
Especially. I think they're going to beat Auburn. I think Auburn's going to score.
Okay, fine. Even if they beat points. Auburn.
They're going to pressure the quarterback. What's his name? The quarterback for Auburn, the good-looking guy.
That helps.
Stidham. They're going to pressure that guy. And, no, I'm telling you, Jared Stidham, the guy cannot handle pressure.
All right.
He cannot handle pressure. You're Washington puts guys, great pressure so on the quarterback. Yeah. Washington has great defense. And they're planning this game the whole season. They want to win this game really bad. And I'll tell you why. Because Washington never gets any games on TV that anyone could see. For like the seven of their eight games, you never could see them. They're maybe on the Pac-12 network late at night. You don't really get to see them at all. They really want this game. It's like a huge statement for them to go into Atlanta. They're going to have it. Auburn's going to score 10 points that game.
Okay, I'll listen, Fred, listen.
Yeah.
I'm willing to concede that I can see that happening. Yeah. I still don't see them losing. I still don't see them going
11-1.
You're right.
That's what they need to do to hit that 11. Yeah.
I've just convinced myself so much. Everybody should take this Washington. I don't want to care what the score is. They are going to beat Auburn on opening day.
Okay, you're in.
Is it opening day or is it next day?
It's September 1st.
Is that Sunday or is that Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Because I remember there was the game, the Florida State game. Was that a Saturday, Florida State, Alabama? Yeah, I think it was. Or maybe
you might have hyped me into taking Washington.
I love this Washington against Christ. Auburn. I love it.
Yeah, I'm very easily swayed. This is a problem.
My lock of the year.
Lock of the year.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Which means it's the unlock of the year.
Right.
And we could post it, and then I'm going to get crap from all these Auburn people who are nuts.
Can't wait.
Okay.
All right. Next up is Lauren Broke My Heart, along with a lot of other people. Nebraska under.
Jesus. Nebraska has a brutal road schedule.
They sure do. That's Nebraska under 6.5.
That's great, though. Because the next year, because it's a rebuilding year, next year they'll have all these games at home.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I looked at. Listen, here's the thing. I am rooting for Nebraska. I really am. I would like them to do well. And solely because, mostly because of you. I mean, you and Leslie are like the only two real Nebraska people, you know, that I know. But their schedule's hard. And I think, you know, it's the first year with new coach. I see it being like Fred said, a rebuilding year. I think this will probably be, I think next year they'll be amazing. I just don't know if this year, but I'm rooting for them. I mean, it's the Big Ten, and I'll be honest,
you're everybody's on your side. This is a pretty popular because of their schedule. So that means Nebraska's gonna win 7 games. That's
probably.
That's
not out of the realms of possibility.
Well, look at it. Okay, so let's think about it. They have two throwaway games, hopefully. Okay, so you have two. So you have two throwaway games. So now you have to win what is it? 6-5. They have to win 5 more, right?
Yep.
So let's assume that they lose. They lose to Michigan at Michigan. They lose to Wisconsin at Wisconsin. They lose at Ohio State.
Okay.
I think they lose to Michigan State.
Now you got Michigan State at home. And then they got Iowa, too. That's going to be hard for that. It's a huge rivalry, Friday rivalry, one of the biggest rivalries in college football.
So if you'd say everything
I'm just kidding. If you didn't fall for my bait on the Iowa biggest rivalry in college
football. Yeah, I'm ignoring that.
I'm ignoring it, too, because I hate Iowa. And you know that, Fred.
Yeah. No. Colorado, Nebraska. Okay, yeah.
See, I'm with you. Even if they – and I don't think they lose to Iowa. I think they beat Iowa. And
they're not going to win at Wisconsin. They're not going to win at Ohio State. But they could possibly beat Michigan.
I know. Early on in the season. Season, they could go to – here's the thing. If they mess around and they're 3 – okay, they start off 3-0, right? And then they go into Michigan and they start off 4-0, things are going to be real interesting. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Because
they played Wisconsin tough last year as a very bad and a very poorly coached team. So
it's very possible that they could go over. Very possible. And in fact, I don't know. I mean, I think
they win 7 games. Like, I'm not hype train where I have some of my Husker friends that think they're going to go to a national title game this year. I'm like, no, I think 7 is pretty realistic because I see them losing all of those road tough games, Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Michigan State at home. And then that's 8-4. And then I pretty much just choose another one that they're going to lose and go 7-5. Like, that's how I see the season shaking out.
Yeah. I mean, I can see, I don't know, maybe now I'm going to.
See, I'm talking you into it. Look at what I'm doing here.
I'm very easily swayed. I'm telling you.
All right, let's end the pod with the last one. Michigan, you're leaning under 9, but to be determined. So I think Michigan's set up for another one of these. Like, I don't know. I think Harbaugh. This is a question for Fred. Is Harbaugh going to be like under the microscope if he doesn't like at least compete with Ohio State this year?
Oh yeah. I mean, he's going to be under the microscope. He's not on the hot seat or anything. I mean, but he's not on the hot seat. But the thing about it is that he's always going to be looked at. The narrative right now is that Harbaugh's return to Michigan is a disappointment.
Yeah.
And they haven't beaten Ohio State, and they haven't really competed for the Big Ten.
Nope.
They've had a couple bad things go their way. They had that Ohio State game 2 years ago. They should have won. And then they had a couple fumbles, a bad spot that some people think it was a good spot. And then they had the Michigan State game the year before that with the fluke punt thing. But they have not competed for even a Big Ten championship in the Big Ten championship game. So he's always going to be on a microscope for that.
Yeah.
I think that he needs to start winning more games that he's expected to win. I mean, they got to beat Michigan State. They got to beat. They got to beat Penn State. They have to beat Ohio State.
I think they're not going to beat all three.
They just have a rough schedule.
They have a rough schedule. They go to Notre Dame. Wow, they're renewing that series. That's great.
The first game.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be really nice. Oh, 7:30 tonight. God, that's gonna be a great day of college football.
I'm so excited for football to start. My God.
Guess what? Did I tell you where I'm going? I'm going to Marco Island.
That
same weekend for college football.
Yeah, what is
my wife scheduled it? Long time ago. I was real excited about it. Fred, did that last year too. She did the same thing last year.
Fred, do we build in your excuse yet? What's your excuse? Lauren, help us out. We got to figure out.
No, well, the excuse is here's my excuse.
The first day of college football.
Yeah.
Well, the Gators play at 7. So I used to, last year they played Michigan at 3:30. So first of all, it was against Michigan. So it was a big game. So, and my wife's really good at letting me watch the Gator games, like without any problem. Michigan game was huge. They usually don't play a team like Michigan. They usually play a lesser team, and that's what they're doing this year. So it's going to be hard to pass 7 o'clock. I could say, I have work to do.
Exactly.
We could freely talk about this because she's not going to listen to this podcast.
Yep.
There's no chance. She doesn't listen to them.
I think, Fred, it's got to be that this is a work thing. I mean, this whole day is going to be full of.
Well, it's all about give or take. When you guys, and I know, Paige, you're going to be getting married soon. I mean, is that right? You're beginning to be married too?
Yeah, okay, we've been together for a long time.
Okay, still. Okay, good. Oh! I just wanted, I didn't know if I missed anything there. I didn't want to bring up.
No breaking news on the pod.
Okay,
no.
And then, so like you have to give or take. So I have to come in with something. Like, here's what I'll do. I'm going to do this with the kids, do this, and this. I got to be on top of my game for the whole time before that.
Okay, so do that.
You know, it's a give or take. Yeah, it's give or take. Right, I gotta figure out.
Prep yourself.
How about I don't know. Does she like gifts or something? You got a really schmoozer here a little bit.
No, it's not about that. Gifts mean
spa
nothing.
Day? Give her
kid.
Spa day. Give her spa day.
Kid, give her something where any gift has to be away from the kid, or else it's not real.
It's not a real gift. Okay, that's literally amazing. All right, let's get back to before we get Fred in trouble. The Michigan schedule here. The total is 9, and you're going under. And they play. Their toughest games are: they go to Notre Dame on the road. They have
Wisconsin.
Yeah, they have Wisconsin. They have Michigan State on the road. They have
Ohio State
on the road, and they play Penn State at home. I mean, if they lose all of those games, obviously, even if they lose, I mean, I could very easily, I'm just not on the Harbaugh train. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
I can't decide. I want to be, but
I just don't like who he's hired. He hired Jim McElwain. That's just a, like, to me, that seems a little bit mailing it in. You know, you're hiring. I mean, like, well, you're going to hire Jim McElwain for anything. Yeah. Then you're probably like, how do you even vet that? So what? He won a national championship offense coordinator at Bama. So many people did, and they're not that good anymore. I'm not on the Jim McElwain train. You hire Jim McElwain, you're just asking for trouble if he's even near your program.
Yeah. No, I'm in agreement. I think there was a lot of, this stuff that just knowing that Harbaugh, how he was out here in San Francisco and playing in the NFC West, he wears on people really easily. And I didn't know how long he would have before he would wear out his welcome with student athletes. I don't mean with everybody else. I just mean with young athletes. And I think the whole, we're going to Paris, we're doing the Rome trip, I think all that stuff is great in theory, but if you don't win football games, it gets ugly really fast.
And he didn't recruit well this year. No. He had a really bad recruiting class.
No.
For Michigan standards, really bad.
I'm just for the record, I'm rooting for Michigan.
Okay. You're rooting for Michigan, but we like the under 9.
I'm rooting for every Big Ten team. Michigan, Nebraska.
No, I'm not.
Not Ohio State.
Listen, I have reasons. I have reasons.
His reasons. Reasons his that reason. Reasons that we'll get to in a in
personal
a, in
reasons. A, personal.
A, ooh, personal reasons.
This well, no, no. But I mean, like, I can't bet against is basically what I'm saying. Okay. But all right. Whatever.
All right.
You know, money is money.
I was hoping for some, like, love story that you were in love with some Michigan fan or something. I don't know. I was hoping for something. Mm-hmm. I was hoping for
getting, something. Getting hot.
Oh, would you stop? Okay. Oh, stop it.
Here we go.
Oh. All right. All right.
Turn into the gossip podcast. We'll leave that for another time. Lauren, do you have any other parting thoughts on today's pod? Do you have any other gifts to give the listeners?
Anything that they should read specifically?
Yeah.
Anything on action.
Lauren has a stable of articles. I think you can go to the Action Network.
You can. You can go.
You can find all our articles. And
they're all free.
They're all free. Yeah, you don't have to subscribe.
No, you don't have to subscribe. I'll be doing some more. I'm going to be writing a couple fantasy articles.
Paige is really good at fantasy.
I said to Paige, I was like thinking about getting together a fantasy
league
with Twitter sports and girls, and then I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to do this because this might be like the worst, like I'm gonna lose badly. So that's a debate. Like I can't ask Twitter questions anymore. Like it's gonna be rough. But we'll see.
I'll still help you. I just won't help.
No, you're not allowed. You can't. You can help with my other leagues.
I can't help anybody else in the league though. If anybody else in the league, I'm gonna block all them so that they can't see my tweets. I'm really sorry. Fantasy football block. You guys are blocked for the rest of the season.
Seriously. Seriously.
You guys should all follow Lauren on Twitter at The Spin Zone. She's a great follow. She's very entertaining. And
thank you.
You are going to see all of her articles there on theactionnetwork.com. Fred, how can everybody follow you? And most importantly, everybody knows your Twitter, but want to follow Fred on Instagram and Facebook because he's got some good stuff he's doing, especially on Instagram.
All right. Yeah. At All Takes Exposed for Twitter and then Facebook and Instagram. It's Freezing Cold Takes at Freezing Cold Takes.
And you guys can follow me at _sports page on Twitter and Instagram. And don't look me up on Facebook. I just decided. Everybody else, thank you. Lauren, thanks for joining us. We had a good time having you.
Yes. On. Thank you for having me.
That was so much fun. And Fred, we'll be back next week.
You got it.
Thanks, guys.